true value of a partner? What does a partner actually mean? Yeah. And solving problems together,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of problem identifiers in the world. Very few problem solvers.
Yeah. You know?
And when you have partners that are wanting to solve problems together, good things happen.
Exactly.
And I think as a founder, the hardest thing for us humans to do is ask for help.
You know, connecting just with anyone and integrating, that's one thing. But then really having a good relationship, a strategic partnership, that's indeed a completely different level. And that comes down to trust, you know, putting yourself vulnerable on the table. It's all quite obvious. We all know it, but it's really hard to do that, you know. So the best relationships get started. Usually when shit hits the fan in the beginning,
yeah.
the best relationship, because you look each other in the eye and say, okay, yeah. so are we going to do it? Yes or no? Let's yeah. just talk, filter it off, you know. The Dutch are quite direct always. Are we going to do it? Yeah, okay, let's do it. And then it's also solved really quickly.
Yeah.
But you just need to give it the attention for yeah. it as well. Yeah.
Hey y'all, how we doing? I am your host, Rob Napoli. We are back for another episode of Hospitable. I'm excited because we are here in Berlin at ITB, actually in the speaker's lounge in a little podcast studio that we finagled into with the CEO and founder of VenueSuite, Ralph Van Hooydonk.
Very well.
Close
compliments, yeah. Very well pronounced, yeah.
Hey, I tried.
It's not easy.
It is not an easy, you know, there's so many of these tough last names, especially working for a Dutch company. It's, to be fair, Kees, our founder, Kees Zorha,
yeah.
For the longest time, I called him Zorgi, and he never like, Zorgi, Zorgi, and then finally he was like, Rob, it's Zorha. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me now, yeah. like way later. So Ralph, you know, you got us hooked up. We're at ITB Berlin. Major conference. You happen to be a speaker today. So tell me about it. What was that like to be a speaker at ITB?
Yeah, exciting. This is the place to be for our business. So then to have the opportunity to share some thoughts and some things that we're working on, and that's going to help the hotels move forward to the next era of meeting and event management in terms of what's going on in the tech landscape is of course very exciting, and to share that with other players is really good. Yeah.
So I love that. And so talk to me about what was the topic of that panel, that discussion, like what was it that you were brought in to discuss about?
Yeah, so the hotel business is known for optimizing everything that has to do with rooms.
Yeah,
so rooms is what everybody loves and everybody knows. And one of the most ignored areas is meeting and events. And we were able to talk about the impact tech has on MICE, meeting incentive conferences and events. What we're trying to do is to optimize the booking journeys on how people can book hotels, meeting and event spaces, and take the new technology in terms of what they know for rooms and move it into the meeting and event segment. So the thing we dropped on stage was dynamic pricing, is a new feature that we've launched here on the ITB, where we now are able to implement that for all the event spaces and meeting spaces that we sell via our booking engine. Yeah,
that's one awesome and exciting and fun to be able to launch something at an event like this, especially
yeah.
like it's the event of the season, right? It's
yeah.
ITB, it's Berlin, it's all hospitality, it's all tourism, it's all innovation.
Yeah,
which is I think is amazing, and so really cool you get to be on the stage. I mean, I think as you continue to grow and how you know that you're actually making an impact on this. The communities that you serve is by being able to be a part of these conversations, right?
Yeah.
And on stage, I know that you're on stage with, you know, we're talking kind of pre-show about competition and working with that. Why is it so important to be on stage with others in your space that you may compete against talking about these things? Why do you think that's so important to you to be on that stage with them and sharing your thoughts, your ideas,
yeah.
your voice to the conversation?
Yeah, it's a good question, because the times of not being open and transparent are long gone.
Yeah.
And so you see a couple of the dinosaurs in the room. I mean that with all greatest respect for other players in the market that have been a very long time, a very close ecosystem. And there is a lot of new players, tech software players, of which Omnibus is also one, that enable new things, that enable new collaborations. And I think that's key for our business to move forward, especially in challenging times for healthy profitability. that you need to work together. And if you focus on what you do well and we focus on what we do well, in the end, the hotelier has a benefit from that. And then you need to be able to share that. And if you can share that on a stage, it has the biggest reach, of course. And in the end, you still need to prove it. You still need to do it together. But it's how I think the future will be, that everybody focus on what they're doing best. And you can then together offer more added value for the hotelier.
I love that. I think it's so important to be able to just have a seat at the table and have the voice and sharing those things. And I agree with you. Like, so many people want to stay behind the wall of their secret sauce. And yeah, I get that. There's IP and there's secret sauce, but we need to be in a more space where we're more transparent, we're more open, because that's where innovation happens. And we think about the customer experience. We think about, you know, the podcast era that we're on, Hospitable, how to make hospitality more human.
Yeah.
Through technology. We know that tech is changing everything.
Yeah.
But when you go to a hotel, when you go to an event, when you do these things, you want an experience.
Exactly.
It's what you are doing when you travel, whether it's for work or for pleasure, you want the experience. And that human connection, that human piece cannot be overlooked. And that's what I love about talking about all these things, that we need to be transparent about challenges we can solve, innovations in the space, that we can make that experience better.
Yeah. And the good thing is that a lot of the hoteliers, they are not aware of the things that are already possible now, today. And that's where these collaborations like we have as well, we can add value tomorrow with so many more people in the industry, so many more hotels, that is why such an event like ITB is also really important. And I think that's probably the best advantage from being in a place like this.
Yeah. No, I love it. And I think it's so unique and it's a wonderful opportunity to share. And, you know, I am excited to get into a few of the impact and things, but I do want to take a step back. You know,
sure.
Give me a quick overview. What is Venue Suite?
Yeah.
And as the founder, what led you to, one, be crazy enough to launch a company, let alone scale a company? So talk to me just a little bit about kind of what Venue Suite is and how it came to be for you.
Yeah, sure. So to take it one step back really quickly, I was born and raised in a hotel, basically, with a family-owned business in the hotel business, and now also in the meeting and event business. So with that regards, hospitality is running through my veins. I somehow got into the software business and saw what software could do to optimize processes. And with that regards, at a certain point, we're having some family meetings on how the future looks, because as a family business, you take a longer perspective, maybe even a multi-generational perspective. And we're like, okay, so how is the online landscape in meeting and events going to develop? Because we are operating in that segment. And we saw that there was so much still manual labor being done by our teams on preparing simple quotes for a simple meeting reservation, that at a certain point, we saw that this is not future-proof anymore. So we need to do something, we need to invest in it, and maybe help or build software to help our team to relieve the pain of this, we call it the rabbit hole, where the booker and the venue host is going down in terms of booking a meeting and event space. So that's where it all started. We thought, well, let's just start building something. And from the one thing came another, and now we are here. Where we are with Venue Suite, what we've built is a booking engine, just like we know the booking engine for rooms, where we have the booking engine basically enabling a hotelier to get the bookings directly from their website for meeting and event spaces. So we get the booking in from the website, we automate the entire process for RFPs up till the digital proposals based on real-time availability, pricing, dynamic pricing now also, Scoop, and all the way up to invoicing. So the starting point was really our own family business, the pain that we had. And then we said, let's build a company in software and to see if we can roll it out and push the market forward. Yeah.
I love that. I mean, it's so cool. Like, it's always interesting as an entrepreneur, you know, having been background in entrepreneurship and having worked with over 500 entrepreneurs in my time as a coach, as a consultant with my own, when I co-founded my own sales agency, it's everyone has a unique story of how they get into it. And it's so cool when you hear this story of something personal like that, where it's like, I saw this, I felt this, and I was like, there's nothing on the market. Why don't I just build it? And then, like, crazy enough to just like go build it and see what happens. And then to see it scale and grow, I think it's so much fun to just like be able to like, that's where some of that most authentic technology comes from, because it's a real pain. having gone through it on a very real basis, versus there's a lot of technology at times that are built because there's a perceived pain.
Yeah.
They build a solution for it, and it's like a solution on top of a solution on top of a solution, and it doesn't actually fix anything.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we saw, you know, especially during the pandemic, everything was cut down. It's like, what is necessary versus what accessory? We had these companies had stacks of technology, and the hospitality industry is very similar in the fact that you've got different systems for everything.
Yeah.
And how do they all work together to make the most seamless experience happen? And exactly. I think that's what you all have done well with VenueSuite, is making a seamless experience and being able to operate and integrate in a hotelier's lifestyle ecosystem in a very simple way.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see that with the post-COVID era, that a lot of hotels, they don't have the luxury to have people waste time and resources on preparing simple things that can be automated.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why we're doing it, that the things that can be automated, let's just do it and then focus on spending more time on relationship management, thinking with the guests, thinking with the corporate bookers on what we can add more value to, and not be spending days. It really takes sometimes days to preparing a quote, which is just manual work. It's just ridiculous. But yeah, it's the reality for a lot of companies. And now the post-COVID era shows they need to change, because we cannot find the staff for a lot of people. So let's automate it. And that's a strong stimulus for companies like yours and ours to enable that. And that's wonderful to see that in the daily operational business, that actually does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. And I think that's the interesting piece, right? Is some of the stuff that is manual, and yes, there's, everyone's afraid that technology, AI is going to steal people's jobs. And there's things that automation is not meant to replace something. Yeah. It's meant to take something off your plate so that the person can be more focused on bigger projects, bigger things. Like, gone are days. Like, if people are still out there building quotes on in a Word document and sitting over, like, there's so much other stuff out there that can simplify your life. And I don't know about you, but when I was, you know, running my own business, I hated creating like an SOW or a quote. And it's like, I created just standardized pricing across and made it simple. I was like, how can I simplify my own process? And that's what I think so many people don't realize about automation. It's like, automation is meant to help take those things off your plate so you can be more creative, more strategic, and actually solve problems.
Exactly. And it brings, I love what you're saying, because it really brings in our case, the booker, the corporate booker, and the venue host closer together. You really get to know each other, because if you're using some tooling, you can of course also gather some data.
Yeah.
And by the time that you're looking at my venue to book it, we already know what your favorite setup is.
Yeah.
We already know what your favorite food and beverage package is. And that stuff you don't need to talk about anymore, because we can see it in the systems.
Yeah.
And that's the part that you don't need to find that out. You don't need to call. You don't need to email anymore. Hey, we know each other. And that's what tech should do in the end, not automate because we can get rid of people or employees. No, it's automation so that you can do more with maybe less, but also to provide a better service.
Yeah, exactly. And if that stuff, and that also facilitates a much more deep conversation around what's the experience you want to have. Like, we already know what your favorite food and bed package is. We know that you've done multiple things like this. We can kind of automate that and simplify it and be like, okay, what experience are you looking to go for? What was missing last time from the human touch that we can add in? So you have this taken care of. This is all done for you. Like, how do we add those in? So my next question to you really goes into, as you look at, you know, the dynamic pricing launched here at ITB, you look at 2024 into 25 into 26 with VenueSuite, what is the impact that you want to make in the industry? Like, what is that mark that you're trying to leave?
Yeah. So I already kind of mentioned it. It's all about healthy profitability nowadays. So of course, time savings and cost is one element that you can focus on the right thing. But it's also really about creating healthy profitability for our clients, our partners, because they are, as we speak, leaving money on the table. Yeah. And the dynamic pricing part helps with that.
Yeah.
We know it works for rooms. So why doesn't it work for meeting and events? It does work, but it's the laziness. It's the being open to these new kind of things that we want to help with and show them that you can really set up your dynamic pricing. We call it set and forget, and let the system do the work for you. So the research that we've done last year in our venue benchmark is that we know it's a big secret out there that everybody knows. The Tuesdays and the Thursdays can be overbooked multiple times in all event locations worldwide. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can overbook 10 times. However, we use the same pricing for the Tuesdays and the Thursdays, which are high demand days. So why not just add a little bit of percentage on top of that to create a little bit more of healthy profit? There's nothing wrong with that. People are willing to pay maybe a little bit more to be on a high demand day.
Yeah.
So let's just do it. And that's what I'm saying. The money's on the table. So the drive is for our venues, our partner hotels, to get this profit into the business, and of course, in the end, then make some more profit, perhaps, but with very little effort, because it can be done. You just need to set it up, and let it go.
And that's a beautiful thing, and that's a win-win-win for everybody, because also it allows you to optimize your metrics of event days and how you're going to structure and how you set up and how you build, and it also allows you to create scalable strategy, thinking about those things. I mean, And as a consumer, consumers are not immune to dynamic pricing. We've been doing this for a long time. Like, it's raining outside and you don't want to walk the 15 minutes home. You're going to get an Uber, knowing that Uber is going to charge you more because it's raining and demand
goes up.
Everybody
wants an Uber.
Right? Like, as humans, this is already human nature. So why are we not adding it into areas of the business where we can optimize and increase healthy profitability? So I love that kind of that impact. And it's really cool to see how this space, the hospitality space is so much fun. There's so much going on.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you're most excited about for the industry that you see? I mean, you were just on a stage talking about some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So what are those things that you're excited about that is coming to the industry as a whole that excites you on a daily basis, that makes you wake up in the morning?
Yeah, so basically is that the market is opening up. So the major players that used to control the business and had their own ecosystem are now all opening up. And there were a couple of companies that were driving that change. And in that world that is opening up, a lot of new opportunities are being offered for companies such as VenueSuite. And Omnibus does it as well with the connections that they make, with all the systems that you integrate with. You make a lot more possible, not only for us to offer that to our clients, but as a whole for the business to go forward, because it's not about one system dominating everything. It's about, again, you focus on what you do best, we focus on what we do best, so that the hotelier gets the best out of everything. And that's really, really, really interesting to see with the larger players in the room that are now, getting a very dominant foothold in the market, because they all have an open API system. They're not closed anymore. When we started VenueSuite, we tried talking about integrations. We had to pay like $15K for a simple connection and then have a maintenance fee of another $10K. And we're like, so how are we going to earn that back? How's the hotel going to earn that back? It's like, well, yeah, we don't know. And basically, we don't care because it's our client. And we're like, okay, so this is not going to work. So we see in the last couple of years that this has completely turned around. And we all know the players in the market that have pushed the envelope forward. And I'm really grateful. I'm really excited about it, because it really gives a lot of opportunities, not only for us as a company, because we're a small player, always a little bit on the background, but also for the hotels, that they can pick and choose whatever system they want to use for whichever way they are working. Because every hotel has their own dynamics in how they work, and this is how we do things. None of them are having the same way of working, which is a challenge, by the way. And that can now be made for them to work out.
That is exciting, and you're right. Like, the space is so unique, and each hotel, you can have the same hotel brand having a similar experience, but depending on what city, what country, part of the world it is, there's going to be that different dynamic twist.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Having technology and having options available to scale that and create that simplification and scale that across the globe is what I think is really exciting with the industry. And you're seeing that starting to happen. You're seeing so many innovative companies coming up. And I say innovative, right? Like, in quotes, because the word innovative gets thrown around a lot and what's truly innovative. But I think that so much change is happening in a positive direction.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, when we think about meetings and events and we think about going to a hotel, it's that experience. We go there for an experience in some way, shape, or form, whether it's business, whether it's travel, whether it's leisure, a little bit of both. You're walking into that hotel with the expectation, whether you book like a 1-star or a 5-star, depending on where you're at, you are booking for a specific experience. It could be just a bed to lay your head on at night.
Yeah.
Or it could be a resort where you're looking for the whole kit and caboodle. And I think understanding that each person books a certain place for a certain experience, giving them the option to create that best experience possible, is what's going to help hoteliers win every day of the week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And within the business, the corporate meeting and event business, the event planners or the bookers, they have their usual suspects. So they know where they're being treated well, and therefore they will stick with their preferred venues or hotels. So if you can offer them that ease of booking, and that they know, hey, I'm going to be treated well. First of all, I can book whenever I want. If it's 9 o'clock in the morning or 9 o'clock at night, you know, let's do it online whenever I want to book. That's where I'm going to go. And then the rest of the journey is up to the hotel to make that the impeccable experience that they expect. But that's why in the corporate segment, it has long been ignored, but it's now moving fast forward. It's just very exciting. Yeah.
I love it. So what does growth look like for Venue Suite this year?
Sorry?
What does growth look like for Venue Suite this year?
Growth, yeah. In what terms do you mean?
Whatever term you want to define it as. Like, yeah. What as the founder and CEO, what is it? What are you looking at as growth for the year?
Yeah. So one of the challenges that we have now is that some of the expanding companies in the market are pulling away qualified staff because they simply can offer better packages and they can do completely remote working. So that is one of the challenges. But I think that's something that can be overcome quite easily. That's always a temporary glitch that you can see. The distribution of our product is internationally is one of the challenges that we're facing now. We know it works in the Netherlands. The Dutch market is a good test market for new technology. They're very open-minded. We now are active in Germany, where we see some cultural differences, of course, as well. But it's also moving forward, and they're trying to catch up as well. But internationally, to getting our products out there. That is one of the challenges that we're faced right now, and that's why we are partnering up with a lot of these newer, more forward-thinking players in the market for PMS systems, property management systems, for revenue management systems, for connectivity companies such as Omnibus that can help us distribute our product. Because on your own, again, we're not going to be able to do that, and that's some of the challenges that we will be happy to have solved by next year. So that's where our growth will be. And because we, from our office in the Netherlands, and the Netherlands is this big, we can do it, but we need some good partners for that. Yeah.
And I love that, right? You can do it. Everyone can. But there's always a path to least resistance, right? And understanding and having partners saying, you know, I know Omnibus, we're excited to be partnering with you and doing some of the cool stuff we're doing. And, you know, even just getting to sit down and chat with you yesterday to today, like, and we, you know, connected on LinkedIn and had a conversation and get the whole kit and caboodle to get here today.
Yeah.
It's like, it's that when you understand and the true case talks about this all the time, the true value of a partner, what does a partner actually mean and solving problems together?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problem identifiers in the world. Very few problem solvers, you know?
Yeah.
And when you have partners that are wanting to solve problems together, good things happen.
Exactly.
And I think as a founder, the hardest thing for us humans to do is ask for help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So knowing that as a founder that you're willing to ask for help, right? Well, we're not asking for help. It's partnership, but we're in a way asking for help. How do we scale? How can we continue to distribute internationally by doing it with great people in this space that are willing to be innovative, forward thinking, and aligned with our values and our goals and our mindset? And that to me is like where true dynamic shit starts to go awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's also a challenge because, you know, connecting just with anyone and integrating, that's one thing. But then really, really having a good relationship, a strategic partnership, that's indeed a completely different level. And that comes down to trust, you know, putting yourself vulnerable on the table. It's all quite obvious. We all know it, but it's really hard to do that, you know. So with Omnibus as well, we had some glitches in the beginning of our collaboration. We just picked up the phone and said, hey, Case, what's going on? Are we going to do this or not? And then boom, within a week, okay, let's do it. You know, sorry, everything's fine. And usually from those kind of things, the best relationships get started. Usually when shit hits the fan in the beginning, the best relationship, because if you look each other in the eye and say, okay, so are we going to do it? Yes or no? Let's just talk, filter it off. You know, the Dutch are quite direct always. Are we going to do it? Yeah, okay, let's do it. And then it's also solved really quickly.
Yeah.
But you just need to give it the attention for it as well. Yeah. So
and also usually when things go too well off the bat.
Yeah.
There's usually an issue. I was, you know, we know the term, you know, the saying pressure makes diamonds, right? Usually there needs to be a little bit of that friction in the beginning that allows. And I think the faster you get to that friction point, the faster you actually see what you have on the other side of the table. Can we make this work?
Yeah.
Are we dedicated to that?
Exactly.
Because it's really easy to be partners when shit's going well.
Yeah.
The hard part is when shit's not going well, how do we lock arms and do it together? And I think that was that moment that you and Case had. And and that's it's a bit of the essence of who we are.
Yeah. And it's very how do you call it, stimulating as well. It's motivating because I see, you know, when I talk with Case, I'm like, okay, he's got similar challenges. Hey, but he's opening up an office in New York already. So I'm like, well, okay, that's really great, man. You know, so then you know, you start off and then you go, okay, let's you really motivate each other to just do it.
And that's I think that's what we need more of. And I love that you share that. And I liked how you said, you know, it's important to be vulnerable, especially with your right partners to. It's easy to do and we all know it, but it's actually really hard when you actually have to like roll up your sleeves and be vulnerable because like you're being seen and that is a scary thing, especially as a founder CEO.
Yeah.
It's just, it is scary. Scary for everybody.
Yeah. These podcasts are also very scary, by the way. Yeah. But anyways,
I mean,
you have to do it sometimes.
Yeah, you do it and it's, at the end of the day, authenticity wins, right? And be able to share a story and have a conversation and share some tips and insights. And that, I think, to me, is what needs to happen more. And that's, I mean, it's why you get on a panel at IITB. It's why you do a podcast. It's those things that, much to have to peel back a few layers and open up a little bit.
No, absolutely.
If you were just doing canned conversations with a script, it's
the boring. The panel discussion is one thing. You can throw in one or two snippets, but these kind of things are always going a little bit deeper. So I think it's really nice to do that. Yeah, and it also helps you get to really know each other.
Yeah,
with other guys. Yeah. So
as we gotta close up here, because I know that the room there's a lot of rotation happening here in the speakers lounge. What is for you, why is it so valuable to physically as a CEO and founder to be present at these events? And you weren't just, you didn't just come and speak on stage and sit in the speaker lounge. You go, you worked every booth, you had meetings. So why is that to you valuable? What is the value of being in face-to-face events like this at this level at an IITB size and scale?
Yeah. So besides the beers afterwards, which are very important because then also the real conversations come across the table. It's really to get a pulse for where the market is going and where the market is. So that's why we're here, not only to sell the product that we have. Of course, we're doing that. We're talking with our partners. We're meeting up with new partners. But it's really about how far is the market? Are they embracing new movements, yes or no? And that's probably one of the most important things that we now see a big shift in at least the meeting and event segment, that yes, things are moving and I'm hearing it from different directions. So it's not anymore, here's Ralph with his idea and let's see if we can find some people that say, yeah. No, it's really now that the puzzle is coming together, and that's great to see that. And you need to have a lot of conversations so that everybody from their own perspective can say, oh, hey, I never thought about that. Oh, and that's what I see compared to the last 2 years, that's now really moving forward. And for that, you just need to talk with people because online is online. It's okay, very effective. But yeah, the real conversations are a lot better. Yeah, it gives you more Fingerspitzengefühl, they say in Germany. And so,
I mean, I think the important piece to me is it's a true pulse check of what's happening. I mean, it's easy to have a conversation in 2D and I can kind of shield you behind my screen.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting across from you, it's not only that, you're feeling the energy, you're seeing the body language, the discussions just mean more. In my opinion, right? I'm not going to speak for everybody, but it means more to me to have a true pulse check when we're there. And I think that's the cool thing. And I think that, not every founder is willing to work the floor like that. So I wanted to just share that. I think that's a great thing to do. And it was something I noticed about you is like, you're moving and grooving, you're stopping by, you're saying hi, you're grabbing a beer here, you're grabbing a beer there. But you always make time to have the conversations, right? You're never not going to make time to say hi to somebody or have a conversation. Or like, I'll see them later. Because at an event this size and scale, you might not. You might have just ran past them. That might be the only time you see them again because there's hundreds of thousands of people.
It's huge. And I get lost all the time here. I don't know if you have that same problem. But
I've gotten lost a couple of times already.
This I don't know where north, south, east, and west is, this three-dimensional location. It's just humongous. And anyway, so you bump into people, but you still miss a lot of people because it's so big at the same time. So you need to plan and all that stuff. But no, I agree. It's great to be here. Yeah. So from that perspective, we'll be here next year again.
I can't wait for, I already can't wait for next year. That's my first ITB experience. So I'm already like in love with it. I love like this type of stuff. And you know, I got to be at the stand and meeting people and now doing podcasts, like, come on, I'm happy as a clam. So, and I also just love getting to meet with our customers and, but also meet with our partners in competition and just see the booths and talk to people and learn, because it's easy to get caught up in your bubble of like your space and what you're working on and whatever. Yeah. To have that true, those conversations and the true sense check.
So what's the main thing that you then already learned from your one day here so far that brought you something then, if I may ask in return?
That's a great question. Yeah. The biggest thing that I think big takeaway for me is just that the market is moving forward faster than even I expected. And to see some of the collaborations and the conversations I've been having of what is to come this year in the space and the way that everybody is thinking about innovating.
Yeah.
It was kind of mind blowing because, you know, the company gets to work with quite a few different partners. We see it happening, but to see it at this size and scale, it's kind of like, oh shit, it's moving even faster.
Really happening.
Exactly. And all the things that we talk about, I'm thinking of and ideating on are like, it's there. And it's not 9, 12, 18 months. It's weeks to 3 months. It's a quarter away. And it was, I had a little bit last night, kind of an oh shit moment. It's like, oh, we got to get going. Like full steam ahead. Like all the things are here. They're already here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't want to miss the train. So that to me was the big kind of moment that I've learned in just day one.
Yeah.
And I knew it was happening, but when you have this many players in a space together and you see it, and you have those conversations.
And you get in the mindset as well. Eh?
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's hard not to get energized by this, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feed off this energy. So, you know, you're living in New York, that's one of the things I love most is just that every day there's palpable energy. When you're in a space like this, you can feel palpable energy.
Yeah.
And good. That's what I love. Yeah. So.
And you're going to go back to the Netherlands now as well next week?
I'll be in Zeeland in the south for a couple of days at HQ, meeting with the team, which is always love. You know, one of the things that I always want to make sure of being across the pond in New York City is that I never don't miss the opportunity to bring people over. And Case is really big on bringing people over and me coming back and making sure I'm meeting with the team and I'm here and seen and felt and heard and really ingrained, because that's where that culture is built. So it's an exciting time. We've got 3 in the office in New York City already. I've got 5 in Utrecht, 8 in Utrecht. And then we've got, you know, the other 35 down in Tunis and just making sure that we're there and I get to be a part of that is really important. So even though Tunis is, you know, it's a beautiful town for all my friends from Tunis and from Zeeland, not a lot to do, but you know, I'm excited. It's gonna be nice to see the team and really get a chance to cover some ground, especially feeding off of this energy to have the team together. We really wanted to make sure that we had everyone together to really bring that back and share and put a plan. And cause, you know, if we wait 2 weeks, we're going to lose out on that tangible feeling. Yeah. So we wanted to make sure to pop it. So it made sense to, well, I'm over here to hop over and spend a few days at the headquarters.
Yeah, make sure to come by when you're in the area of Utrecht. No, but it's really nice to see that also your company, also OmniBoost, is really pushing the market forward. You're making a lot possible. So with that regards, I tap my hat to you guys.
Hey, appreciate
that. And when I hear those stories, I get more excited. Like, hey, I also want an office in New York, but we're not quite there yet.
Hey, you want to come over and work out of our office in New York anytime, my friend. Take you out and we'll have some fun. And I will definitely hit you up in Utrecht. Yeah. I love Utrecht. It's great little town. So, Ralph, I appreciate you taking time. I know it's been a busy 2 days at ITB. We still have another day left to go.
Yeah.
But I just want to say I appreciate you taking time. I'm really excited about what you're continuing to do. Congrats on the big launch of the dynamic pricing. And I'm really excited to see the continued impact and also to collaborate more with you as we continue to do cool shit. So looking forward to it, my friend.
Yeah, we're just getting started. So absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. So last thing, where can the listeners find you? If they want to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can go to our website, venuesuite.com, of course, but also via LinkedIn. Just reach out to me and then I'll be in touch. So,
His last name is hard to spell. So I will put the link to the website and Ralph's LinkedIn in the show notes. So all you got to do is click on that, connect, and we look forward to having more conversations in the future, my friend.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate the effort of setting this up. Yeah.
You bet.
Thank you.
And that is it for today's episode. If you like it, please make sure you be a tier 1, subscribe, rate, review, do all the things. We appreciate you. Until next time. Thank you. Hey!